At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yes, indeed. It is the Odd Couple, and I am Chris, and he is Rob, and we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. You can follow us on social media. Rob is at Rob Parker FSR on Instagram. I'm at Chris underscore Broussard on Twitter, Chris Broussard 68 on the gram. We got Eddie House coming up at the bottom of the hour, the NBA champion, and Shop Talk. After that, and it's going to be a fun one on this Thanksgiving Eve. All right, Rob, a lot has been made recently about Aaron Rodgers and his toe injury, the pinky toe. All right.
You don't want to bump your pinky toe. Am I right? Like, you don't want to hurt the
pinky people toe. Been kind of down. Oh, how important is that? No.
No, pinky toe matters.
It's part of what they call the triangle. The heel, big toe knuckle, pinky toe knuckle.
Yeah.
And if you hurt any one of them, it can do, you know, some damage and cause a lot of pain. And I think the pinky is, if it's really injured, it can affect your balance, your stability, all that. So it's not an injury to be toyed with. You know what I'm saying? We could laugh and joke, oh, who needs the pinky? But it is, you know, serious. And he's going to play through it, and he's been playing through it, and he had a great game on Sunday playing through it. even though they lost to Minnesota, he was great.
Right, he put up big numbers.
Yep. Finally. And then, remember, they tied it at the end. I wonder, did they go ahead on that long touchdown pass?
No, that tied the game, Chris. And then they thought they had an interception, and the defender bobbled. Hit the ground. Right, it hit the ground, so that was it.
But so there was a lot of talk about where did this toe injury come from Aaron Rodgers, and COVID toe, which I guess is a real thing. Like, your toes, if you have COVID, not everybody gets it, but you could have discoloration and
so it's not toe jam, it's something else.
Your toe. Yeah. So here was Aaron Rodgers talking about his so-called COVID toe.
I can't believe I have to, again, come on here and talk about my medical information. But, yeah, I have a fractured toe. I've never heard of COVID toe before. I have no lesions on my feet. That's just a classic case of disinformation. It's surprising coming from what used to be a reputable journalistic institution, but that's the world we live in these days.
That's the Wall Street Journal that put it out that he did have COVID toe, and he doesn't. He cleared it up. He fractured his toe doing workouts, getting back for his first game after COVID. But he's going to play through it. But, Rob, you had an interesting take on kind of, you know, this whole Rodgers situation. Hello, Rob Parker? Calling Rob Parker. Okay, I think he's having some technical difficulties, it sounds like. But here's what I think. And it seems like it's a legitimate injury. But a lot of people, as I said, they've been saying, oh, it's just a pinky. Why is he making such a big deal out of it? They've said, you know, Rodgers came out and said it's more painful than turf toe, which is painful. That's your big toe. And a lot of people are skeptical of Rodgers, whether they think he is over-exaggerating the injury, overstating the pain, trying to get people focused on his injury so that they forget about the vaccination scandal, or whatever. Whether they even think he's really hurt in the first place. All of that, though, is a result of his being deceitful and flat-out lying about being vaccinated. That's it. And it just comes with the territory. Now that he has been caught in such a blatant, bald-faced lie, where you saw how easily, how comfortably he sat up there and said, yeah. Because that's the thing. He came up and said, you know, I didn't say I was vaccinated. You said, yeah.
Yes, that was the question.
To the question, have you been vaccinated? Yeah.
He said, yeah,
I've been immunized.
Immunized. Right. That's what he said.
If you want to play on the word immunized, I didn't say I was vaccinated. Yes, he did.
Right. He said, yeah.
And so once you do that, I actually do think Aaron Rodgers is legitimately hurt. I mean, he's going to play through it, but I think it's really painful and all that. But this comes with the territory, Rob, because now you've lost some credibility. And so a lot of people are going to question things that you say going forward. And that's just where we're at with Aaron Rodgers.
Chris, it's your credibility. It's your personality, your persona, whatever you want to use the term. People will look at you differently. If you do something, right, that you think is like a lie, or you did something wrong to somebody, people are always like, man, you know, don't turn your back on that guy. They don't say that off rip. You know when they say that? It's when you've done something for people not to believe you or not to trust you. So, you know, you're like, oh, here I go again, haven't divulged my... Yes! Because the last time we asked you something, you didn't give us the right answer. You didn't give us an honest answer.
Right.
So now, every time there's going to be some, is he jaking us? Is he lying? Is it true?
Right.
Can we see the x-rays? Can we talk to the doctor? The doctor can't lie, right? Can we do something else? Yes, Aaron, this is the bed you made.
Yeah.
It's just the bed you made.
You're absolutely right, Rob.
I don't know the word to say it.
Well, look, with this week with LeBron and Isaiah Stewart, what did you hear a lot of people saying? LeBron's not a dirty player. Whether you think he did it, you know, purposely or not, that was a part of the discussion. his track record, right? What side you fell on, his track record came into play, and now this is on Aaron Rodgers' track record, and he's just going to have to deal with it. And right. I don't know, Rob, would it be
better?
It ain't
the end of the world. It's people are just going to always, like, double back, Chris, and say, okay, are you saying that you're told, you know what I mean? Like, that's what will be happening.
The questions he may get from journalists may be different.
Exactly, who are going to ask him to confirm your toe is hurt and it has nothing to do with COVID, correct? Is that right? Do you know what I mean? Like, that's how you have to ask questions now.
Right. All right, so let's go to the Dallas Cowboys. And, Rob, they obviously came coming off a loss. They've lost two of their last three. Denver mollywhopped them. And then
they blew out Atlanta, and then they laid the egg in Kansas City.
Yep. And Ezekiel Elliott has come out and said that they need to establish the run game again.
I love this, Chris. I love this.
I agree. Here's his quote. We need to establish the run game again. No, I'm just
Oh, is that what it is? Yeah.
No. I think running the football has to be important to us. I think it helps this offense. We're a better football team when we can run it well. We've just got to run it better. Maybe the past couple of weeks we haven't run it that well. I just think we have to kind of look back, lock back in, and get it going. Now, Rob, Ezekiel Elliott, five games of the season, he averaged 90 yards a game on 5.3 yards per carry. Last five, Rob, 48.6 yards per game, 3.7 yards per carry. And I'm going to say this, and I do think it was a mistake against Kansas City for Dallas not to establish the run or even try. And I get it, you fell back down 9-0, 16-3.
You still weren't out the game.
Exactly. You still got plenty of time. That was
Chris,
in the first half.
A big score, touchdown, and you're right back in the game.
Absolutely.
You don't have to.
They only ran it, Rob, 16 times.
If you're down 28 to something in the first or second quarter, Chris, you can't eat up clock. You need four scores just to tie the game.
Right.
So I get not running the football then, but they weren't. They panicked, and they abandoned the run way too early.
Right. And then I will say this too. Zeke, he didn't look to have the bounce that he had earlier in the season. And I'm not saying over the last four games. I'm saying over in this game. And I don't know if, you know, it's just wear and tear. Now, he did have kind of a knee issue. I don't want to say an injury, but his knee was bothering him. You saw him on the sideline. You saw him call out of the game at one point. But if that's if Zeke is struggling and not running the ball well, getting you 3 yards a carry, then I'm sorry. You got to go with Tony Pollard. And I'm not saying bench Zeke. But it just means more carries for Pollard.
I'll give him credit, Chris. He didn't say, we got to get me back into the game the way we were. He's saying we got to run the football. He didn't single himself out. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, no doubt. But he is also, Rob, a volume runner. He's better off when he gets 20 or close to 20 carries. And so he had 9 for 32 yards against Kansas City. He had 14 for 41 against Atlanta. That was a blowout. But against Denver, he had 10 for 51. And so the two games he's gone over 100 yards, he got 20 or more carries. Those are only two this season. But he averaged a good number of yards per carry, 6 yards a carry in those two games combined. So I do think you got to establish one. And I don't think, you probably do. I don't think that's necessarily an indictment on Dak. No matter how good the quarterback is, a strong run game helps.
No, I get that. Right?
Aaron Rodgers has benefited from Aaron Jones, you know, and A.J. Dillon when they've been able to run the football. And Dak is as good as Aaron Rodgers. He's not.
No, I know what you're saying, but I'm just saying the numbers, and this is what people are looking at. And it was like Tony Dungy. Remember when Dak got hurt and he didn't mean it that way and people came down on him?
Right.
Hey, this could be a blessing in disguise. The Cowboys could get back to running the football. Remember that comment?
Yep.
And the Cowboys have a 27-5 record where Ezekiel Elliott rushes for 100 yards, including wins in 17 of their last 18 games when he rushes for 100 yards. So it doesn't make sense. And now on the flip side, the Cowboys are just 11-8 in games where Dak throws for at least 300 yards, and they are 3-3 in such in those games, Chris, over the last two seasons. So him throwing for 300 yards is not nearly as beneficial as Ezekiel getting 100 yards, and it could be like a mix. Like we saw when they were shooting out and they were throwing and he was throwing for 450 yards, those normally were bad games that you don't want your quarterback to throw for that, right?
Right. Just like he said, I don't want to throw for 6,000 yards.
Right. And that's not good. That means your team is bad.
Right.
And you need to catch up fast.
And also, they don't have a great defense. Their defense this year is good. It's not great, but it's good. But it helps the defense. And that's what you hear a lot of guys talk about, complimentary football. And one of the things that kind of means is that when your offense is running the ball, winning the time of possession, eating up clock, having long drives, Rob, that helps your defense. It keeps them fresh. It keeps them off the field. And that is beneficial, especially when your defense isn't great. If your defense is tremendous, it might not be as important. But if your defense is just pretty good, okay, so-so.
No, you want them off the field.
Yes,
right.
Because it just helps. Rob, look, Kansas City's defense has improved, no doubt. But the fact that they are now having long drives, even if they're not scoring, they're having long drives and they're eating up more clock and they're not just, you know, scoring in a minute and a half, right? That keeps the defense off the field and keeps them fresh. And so that is complimentary football, and that's what Zeke is talking about. And I agree. They need to get back to it. And they got to look, the Raiders, this is going to be interesting. The Cowboys and the Raiders, because both, I mean, the Cowboys obviously going to want to win coming off that loss, and they've lost 2 out of 3, and now there's a little bit of shine off them. But, Rob, I don't know if the Raiders, and it's understandable. Yeah, you got to be a professional. You got to put it behind you. But John Gruden was one thing. And they did seem to move on from that okay. Henry Ruggs is another, Rob. He killed a person. His life is – he's probably going to spend the main part of his life now in jail. You know, that is something that is going to be tough for these guys. They're all young like him, his age. It's going to be tough for them to get past, Rob. And so I don't know if it's just a lost season at this point for them.
Yeah, we don't know. Game will tell you a lot about where they are, because they haven't looked good of late.
No, they've lost their last three, and, you know, they were looking like they might have a pretty good season. All right, here we go. Would the Cowboys' offense be better off featuring more Zeke and less Dak? 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app.
Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Picks app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on! It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Rob Parker, Chris Broussard on your Thanksgiving Eve. Chris Broussard, I know you can't wait for your long holiday weekend, but we are here coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
Yeah, we are. And if you're dealing with a dead battery, you got to go to AutoZone. Trust a brother. It's America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, head on over to AutoZone, your battery solution, and America's number one battery destination. Go ahead.
You know I got it bad, right, for Thanksgiving because I just ate in the middle of the show. You know those brown and serve biscuits, rolls, Chris? The brown and serve rolls to put the hot butter on?
Yep.
I just had two of those out of nowhere. I mean, that's bad.
Out of nowhere. Now, are you on a diet at this point?
No.
Okay, you're not. So no, the belly is out there. I see you. When you're not on your diet, the belly is out there. Am I wrong?
It ain't crazy, but it ain't like where it was. Chris was jealous before. You remember I had the tight six-pack.
Nah, when you went on your little diet, I was impressed. I got to be honest.
No, I can lose it, though. I can lose it. But I'm going to go back in January. I'm just going to wait till after my birthday because I got Thanksgiving,
your holiday.
Christmas, so, right, and then my birthday. So
let me ask you this. What are you going to do tomorrow food-wise? Like, okay, so you're going to do – are you doing two shows tomorrow?
No, just one, two on Friday. I'll do Dan Patrick Friday morning and then the Odd Couple Friday night.
Okay.
Yeah, no, so, tomorrow yeah. I'll just have –
what's your day like tomorrow?
Tomorrow, nothing. Tomorrow's like an absolute, like, kickback, relax. And then a couple of friends have invited me to come get a plate or something after done with the show.
After the show?
Yeah,
okay.
After so 7 p.m. That? Pacific time. But that's it. You know,
females?
I used to
females?
Go to –
Huh? Females?
Nobody like that. You know, just friends.
Okay.
Chris wants me to get married again. I got the feeling.
I've been out with you, and I felt like some women our age were throwing you a little rhythm.
And I didn't see it.
Or would throw you a little rhythm.
Right, like glazed it over.
For you. Yeah, you're just not really, you know, they're too old for you. Even though they're like 15 years younger than you. You know, so
right, they're 15 years younger than me, and they're too old, right?
Too old for you, right?
I'm not into cougars, you know, like, you know, I don't know.
Cougars.
No, So yeah, that'll be my day. It'll be cool, and you'll have you got the whole family over, Chris? You guys are,
well, right? my daughters will be here. One of my daughters is already here. The other one is coming tomorrow morning. And my mother-in-law will be coming over tomorrow morning. I'm doing first things first in the morning. And then I'll be off after that.
Right.
We'll just have a nice, relaxing day. They're cooking right now.
Right. You'll just eat food and watch football and relax and you know
exactly
what I mean?
Exactly. I think we may watch that. You know, we like to watch a family movie. We might watch that movie, Gucci. I don't know what it's called, but you know the movie about the Gucci heiress or woman that started Gucci? Yeah. So we may watch that. That's what they're talking about. I want to see that too.
I should watch it since I have so much Gucci. You know what I mean?
You should. Well, I guess, and I don't know, Rob G, I don't know the story. But I guess she had her husband, who I guess started Gucci,
had him killed.
Yeah. So that's like the story, and apparently she got away with it. I guess I don't know, but it's interesting. I want to check that out. So that's probably what we'll do. We'll be, you know, just having some good family time, and then my parents, you know, they'll be moving in with me in a few weeks.
Right. So they're not here yet. That's what I was wondering. Not yet. They got to get it together. That'll be it, and obviously we'll do a lot of football. Watching football, which would be good. And tomorrow,
our next topic, Rob. Next hour.
Next hour.
Because you got some explaining to do.
But
I never knew you to be a Detroit homer, but I'm sorry.
I'm not a Detroit homer.
I don't know. We're going to let the people judge after, you know, this segment at the top of the next hour.
It'll be interesting. And the only good thing about tomorrow, Chris, is when I wake up, because the game starts at 12:30 Eastern, it's 9:30, I have breakfast, and I'll be able to
watch the game.
I'm actually going to watch the game in bed. I'm just going to try to stay in bed and watch the game and just relax.
You know what? And obviously, I'm in New Jersey now. I got to be honest. That was one thing I did like about being in L.A. I mean, I liked a lot of things. But, you know, the game started at 10 a.m.
Right.
Now, I would go to church on Sunday early and then be home by 10 so I could watch the games. But I like that, Rob. Like here, I mean, I'm watching games from 1 o'clock to like 11:30 on Sundays. So it's not as late out in L.A. when you're done with the games. I kind of like that, the early game.
Yeah, no, that is a good part about living out here, 100%. It does. It feels different. And I had an ex-girlfriend who worked for the L.A. Times back in the old days. And when I would come out to visit her, Chris, I used to love it. Like, that was a big part of, you know, we would watch. I'd get up in the morning, watch football or whatever, and then we would go out. It would still be 1 o'clock in the afternoon on a Sunday, right? And we could still go out, and she was cool with it because we were getting up and, you know, eating breakfast and just kind of lounging around watching the game, and then we'd go out after that. It was great.
It's cool. So, all right, we got Eddie House, NBA champion, coming up in a moment. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
That's right. We take it to the house with our man, the NBA champion, the three-point sharpshooter, now a Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst. Our buddy Eddie House, what's up, brother?
Yo-ho.
What's going on? Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
Yes, you too, brother. Eddie. Happy Thanksgiving to you. So what is your do you have a Thanksgiving tradition? What will you guys be doing tomorrow?
Yeah, usually, you know, it is the family thing. You know, we get together, everybody makes their own special dishes, what they make, and, you know, I sit back and watch them make it, and then I usually sit back and eat and critique which one was good, who needs to add a little this, add a little that. But tomorrow's a little unique when my son is actually – they got a game. They got a little tournament this weekend out in Vegas. This week in Vegas. So we'll be out there tomorrow through Saturday watching him play. He plays tomorrow night, I believe, against UAB. And then on Friday, I don't know exactly who they play out there. It might be San Francisco. But, we're just going out there and check them out.
That's good, man. That's a good day.
Hey, before we get into some of the stuff, I just want to ask you about – Kevin Durant, and I'm not asking you to trash Kevin Durant, but just, did you see the picture of his skin?
All you can do is trash. Yes. Eddie, what was that? I'm sorry.
What?
Man.
Seriously.
That wasn't his ankle. That was like his shin.
You know what that was? Some very bad skin.
but black people drink lotion. Where was the lotion?
I don't know.
Apparently,
I mean, baby oil,
black people.
Baby oil, lotion, something to help.
Shea butter,
whatever it can to keep that. He thought he had it covered though. He's usually probably having that covered up to where nobody gets a chance to see it.
He was lazy.
I'm gonna defend him though, because I'll tell you the truth. Before I go work out and stuff like that, I'll jump in the shower. And if I'm wearing tights like that, I don't lotion my legs. I'll lotion them after I get out the shower, after I work out. I won't lotion my legs then. So I don't – he might have – you know, I don't know what his routine
he
is.
Felt like he felt like it could cover it, yeah.
But Eddie,
it'd be covered so nobody would see it. But,
right.
You know.
But it didn't look like – I'm just going to be honest. And your routine, that sounds legit and all that. And you could be right. But it don't look like there's been any lotion on those legs for a minute. I'm just saying.
Yeah, it looked like the back of somebody's bad heel. You ever seen a foot that was real bad?
You'd
be like,
bad,
man, it's gonna take a minute to get that off. But it looked bad. But hey, man, like you said, he gonna hold the jokes back. He got plenty of money, man.
He already threw it out there about everybody being broke.
If you got so much money, buy some dang lotion. My goodness.
He got some in it. I promise you this. He has some lotion sitting off in that locker room, in that locker somewhere. And now it's about, are you applying it and applying it generously or not?
Hey, speaking
of. Let's go here. Let's start here.
Go ahead.
You played with LeBron James.
Yeah.
I thought that the hit on Isaiah Stewart, LeBron's track record, he's not a dirty player. I thought the way he reacted right after Stewart fell down looked like he was apologetic, trying to see if was he all right. I felt it was an accident that LeBron was pulling away from me. But again, you know him, you played with him, you've been in the locker room with him. What is your thought on it?
It wasn't malicious. Put it like that. Now, in the realm of when you hoop it, okay, and somebody has their hands on you, and where Isaiah Stewart had it was kind of high, so it was up by his shoulder. Your reaction, get off of me, you know, and that's pretty much what he was doing, just to get off me. And it just so happened that his hand or elbow, whatever it was, that grazed Isaiah Stewart that created, you know, the cut. I don't think that he did it with the intention of saying, I'm about to hit him upside his head. it was just the intention. I got to get him off because not only was Isaiah Stewart up underneath him up kind of high, he was actually kind of lifting him up. So at that point, LeBron was like, hey, man, like what?
Right.
That's not a normal basketball move. So defending LeBron, that's not a normal basketball move what Isaiah Stewart was doing. You know,
and I agree with you.
Yeah, but I think the league, when you draw blood, if there was no blood, Eddie, you probably could get away with that. But don't you think that's why, like, the league felt like there's no way they could just suspend Stewart, who's bleeding from his eye and mouth, and LeBron walks away scot-free? That's why LeBron got suspended.
Let me tell you this. I think the way he reacted is why the league did what they did with Isaiah Stewart. I mean, he ran over coaches, ran over players, threw people. He was out of control, okay?
He was trying out for the Buffalo Bills.
If he hadn't reacted like that, Eddie, I don't think anybody would have got suspended.
No, I don't think. Maybe not. I don't think nobody would have got suspended. I think he would have took a look at it. They definitely probably would have got ejected just because the way it looked. And it was, you know, a little bit of ruckus at the beginning. But the way he kept it going and prolonged what was going on, I think that was the problem. But let me tell you this, Rob, I'm getting a little pushback on you. What you're saying is that, you know, because you drew blood, I've seen guys go up and intentionally go hit some, but they make it look like it's not intentional. You know, we all have that in our game. Believe that if it's from when a guy goes up to make a layup and you hit him with that elbow as you look like you're trying to swipe the ball, but you're going at his head and you hit him upside the head. A guy that goes get a rebound and it's a smaller guy underneath, and I've been the recipient of these type of elbows. A forehead, drew blood, and over my eye, drew blood. Where they get the rebound and you in a space, they come down, get out of my way, little fella, you know, and stick your head in there if you want to. This is what you're going to get. But it looked like a normal basketball play. You know, but those are intentional plays. So the just because it drew blood doesn't make it egregious. Those things happen. We see blood get drawn all the time. I think it's egregious when somebody's like intentionally looking like I'm hunting him out and this is what I'm about to do to him. You know, like, you know, and we know LeBron's not a dirty player. You know, now if that would have been Patrick Beverly doing that, we probably would have be having a whole different conversation about that.
Hey, let me ask you about LeBron and the Lakers. I mean, I know Anthony Davis isn't playing tonight. He's sick. They're down by 10 or 12. But it's been ugly. I mean, and I get it. LeBron was out. He's missed a number of games. But they can't beat some of the teams that they've lost to with Anthony Davis and Westbrook or Carmelo Anthony. Are you surprised that at how they haven't been able to beat even some of the also-rans with the other guys?
I'm surprised that it is so inconsistent, that they have been consistently inconsistent. That's what I'm surprised at, is that we don't know what we're going to get night in and night out from Russ, number one, or half-to-half or quarter-to-quarter from Russ, number one. And the same thing with Anthony Davis. And those are two guys that you are banking on to be there and be consistent, okay? LeBron has been injured. Now with Anthony Davis out for a little bit, I think this team has never been whole and have an opportunity to put a stretch of games together where they are playing together and trying to figure it out. They didn't do it in the preseason. You know, minimal practice time. Even though they practice, but you know they're not practice. Game and practice is totally different. They just haven't had enough time on the court in real game situations when they are together to start working out those kinks. You know, with LeBron going down, I think that did something for a couple of players, for a few players, giving them opportunities to find their rhythm. But it's not about you finding your rhythm. It's about you finding your rhythm within the team and the team concept and them finding – and the team finding a way, how are we going to move forward? What are our rotations? I don't think Frank Vogel – that's the other thing. I don't think Frank Vogel knows who to run out there night in and night out.
I don't know
if he knows who he's going to have. So that's the issue as well.
All right. Dude,
let me ask you about quickly in 30 seconds about Golden State. I don't want to say that they're where they were when they were champions, but are they anywhere close to that, or will they be with Clay? And let's even say the years before Durant when they still won one championship. Like, can they get back to that or not?
I would have to say, why wouldn't they? Steph is playing better than he was playing back then. If Clay comes back and just plays to his level, that's a whole nother – I mean, come on, that's going to be – and then when Wiseman comes back, and I think Draymond Trent came in shape this year. He's passing the ball phenomenally well. He's playing great defense. The team – other guys are buying in. They have a real culture over there that they bought into. So I wouldn't be surprised, you know, if they're healthy and Clay is able to play, I don't see they're going to be a tough out for anybody that they're going to see. Well coached and got veteran players that's been there, done that.
All right, all that's right. Our man Eddie House. Happy Thanksgiving, brother.
Happy Thanksgiving,
enjoy the
man.
Tournament.
Take it easy,
man. Enjoy.
Yep.
Right on.
All right, it's our most controversial segment of the week. Shop Talk is next. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
It is not a Worship Wednesday without Fred Hammond. Thank you, Alex. We are live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And if you're dealing with a dead battery, you know where to go. AutoZone is America's number one battery destination. All right, it's time for Shop Talk.
Ain't nobody exempt in the barbershop. You know that. Ain't nobody exempt. You can talk about whoever and whatever, whenever you want to in the barbershop.
Now, it's Shop Talk.
That's right. It is Shop Talk, the Jacobo Fox Sports Radio, a segment where we discuss something that happened outside of the world of sports. And normally this time of year, we do something Thanksgiving like everybody every other show does. But we're different. You know,
we
like to keep everybody on their toes. We don't like to recycle segments like some other shows, you know, other than Trolling or Rolling and Fowler Fair and Trash Talk. Other than that, we don't do that. Anyways. I don't know if you guys know this, but the most popular movie, or one of the most popular movies out this week, isn't even in theaters. It's King Richard, the story.
Well, it is in theaters.
Well, people are not watching it in theaters. They're watching it on streaming on HBO Max. Okay. The story of the father of Serena Williams and Venus Williams and how he helped shape their careers to become two of the greatest, if Serena, the greatest female tennis players of all time. I saw it last night. I thought it was pretty good. Chris, I know you saw it. Your thoughts?
I saw it. I thought it was very good. Now, I had incredible expectations because, you know, I thought the trailers were really good. And I just was really looking forward to seeing the story.
Will Smith said they cried. That Venus and Serena cried.
Will Smith is getting a lot of Oscar buzz. They're calling him the favorite right now if they were to have the award.
He's really good at taking over characters. Even when he bulked up to do Muhammad Ali, I was impressed.
He's a great actor.
Am I right?
He is a great actor. He's not just a rapper turned actor. He's a great actor. The one thing I wish they had shown... I don't want to give away the movie, but I wanted them to show like how he decided it's going to be tennis. You know what I mean? And how he learned, he and his wife, because his wife actually played a role in teaching him as well. But like how it started, because when the movie kind of started, Rob G, you know, he was already teaching them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like,
where'd the idea come from? Because the other three older sisters, they were very supportive, but they didn't play tennis. So at what point did the light bulb go off that, hey, I'm going to make my daughters tennis players? But here's what I'm going to throw out to you, Rob, because this story is just, it is awesome. It is mind-blowing what Richard Williams did to create, as Rob G said, the greatest women's tennis player of all time, and one who, you know, was an all-time great in Venus Williams. Where do you compare that story of what Richard Williams did to say what LeVar Ball did, which was awesome too, to get three players, really two in the NBA and one in the G League.
I think we're stretching it when we say three. He's not in the NBA.
Right, okay. But even two and one on the outer, you know, boundaries.
Yeah, but I don't think that we should be like saying he's got three kids in the NBA. He doesn't. One kid's not in the NBA. But anyway, it's still, he did a great job. I mean, let's just, they were all on scholarship at UCLA. That's good enough, Chris, to get three boys, right, on scholarship at UCLA, even though that two of them wind up not really going there. But my point is, I still think it's Richard Williams. I think to break into tennis and to play on crack courts in Compton where grass is growing between them and in a sport where, you know, black women had some success, but not like this, because I'm not going to say Althea Gibson. What's her name?
Right. Gibson? But very little overall.
But little, right. For them to be... blossom into what they were from where they came from. They weren't playing at country clubs and whatnot. And you could talk about the balls, and I'm sure it's a different time. There's AAU. They're playing in these gyms. You know what I mean? They're like a little different. They got shooting coaches. They got some more stuff that they didn't have. The Williams sisters, for where they came from Compton, playing on public courts, to, you know, center stage in tennis and being champions and winning at the pace that they want to. I think that's a phenomenal story.
I agree. As impressive as it is what LeVar Ball did with his sons, I don't even think it's close. Because basketball is a sport that you can excel at without the greatest coaching and the greatest training, right? Like, you can grow up playing on the playground or, you know, in your backyard. You can go out there by yourself and work on your handle, work on your shot, work on your ball skills, all of that. Tennis is a sport where generally you need elite coaching. And you said, right, I mean, him and his wife weren't in great tennis people. Right. I mean, they read and they studied the game to the point, and they taught their daughters basically for the first 11 or so years of their life by themselves. They weren't playing against other competition. They were out there by themselves working with their fathers, you said, in Compton, and right. No support from anywhere else. Their father and the mother, that's it. And then to get the elite coaching that they got once they became teenagers, they had to, like, prove it to the coaches. Richard Williams had to finagle his way into these coaches to get the girls in front of them, and then it was like a tryout. Like, show me what they can do. And they were so good that the coaches said, okay, I'll take them on. And the rest is history. But incredible job. Go see the movie for sure. Very inspiring. An hour left. Lock it.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.